It's great to be in Jackson. See, I don't even have to enunciate tonight. Because in a lot of parts of the country, you know, people hear me talk, they automatically want to deduct 100 IQ points. Because apparently the Southern accent's not the world's most intelligent sounding accent. You know, and to be honest, I mean, none of us would want to hear our brain surgeon say, "All right, now what we're going to do is saw the top of your head off, root around in there with a stick and see if we can't find that dadburn clot." Be like, "No thanks, I'll just die, okay?" See, that's why Southern financial advisors have such a tough time. Nobody wants to give their money to somebody that talks this way. Well, the key is you got to diversify with your money. What we'll do, we'll take half of it, put it in a big mayonnaise jar, bury it out in your backyard. The other half we'll take down to the dog track and bet on the one that does his business right before the race starts. And you know, we're not stupid in the South. I mean, we have words in the South they don't have in other parts of the country. My brother will use this one. Used to could. Can you dance? Well, I used to could. You give me a minute, I might could again. I'll tell you a good Southern word. In there. My Uncle Gene will say that usually when he comes out of the bathroom after Thanksgiving. I wouldn't go in there if I was y'all. And I know you heard this when somebody, or you see somebody you hadn't seen in a while, you go up to them, they go, "How's your mom and them?" Tolerable. I'll tell you, my granddad will use the word ewins, which is y'all plus three. That's what that is. I think my current favorite Southern word is sensuous. Told my old lady, "Since you was up, get me a beer."